WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. As Ryan Ely and I talk about tax reform, we're trying to connect the dots from Washington to Wall Street. Ryan was just saying, look, you know, we don't want to get too overly political on the show, and we're not. But when we're talking about tax reform, it's the perfect thing to talk about that dovetails money and politics together. We're not getting political here at all. We're just talking about the hottest topic in the world right now in Washington, and it will be for the next several, I don't know, is it weeks, is it months? It's probably months. I mean, tax reform hasn't been tax reform for several decades, many decades. And we have the opportunity right now to have that happen. And that's what we're talking about here today. So there's an awful lot that can change. Think about the call we just had about, hey, if you're a pass-through entity, if you're a business owner, the Ryan plan drops your tax rate pretty significantly. The Trump plan, it's somewhat unclear right now. And obviously, those details are going to start getting hammered out in the coming days and weeks. The Trump plan, business owners would have a giant tax cut. Corporations, and that's been widely publicized. You've got the 20% rate in the Ryan plan. The Trump plan is a 15% rate. Corporate alternative minimum tax eliminated under all plans. Depreciation changes between Ryan and Trump. So there are all of these massive tax-related variables that can really impact how much you and I take home after tax. So this is giant implications, has these major implications when it comes to the economy, because this impacts what we are left over with when it comes to what we can spend as consumers, and we're a consumer-driven economy still. The brackets are the same, by the way. So the Ryan plan and the Trump plan, those the brackets, individual tax brackets, shift from about 7 down to 3. We go, really, you could call it 4 if there's still the zero tax bracket, but what's published is that there will be 3 brackets, 12, 25, and 33%. That's the new brackets in all proposed plans. At least that's the way it looks today. The alternative minimum tax for individuals, eliminated. The estate tax, eliminated under the Ryan plan. Under the Trump plan, eliminated, but capital gains above $5 million/$10 million for a couple would be taxed at death. The investment income, changes to investment income. Now the Ryan plan, interesting on this, this is a big deal. As an income investor, what would this do? They're proposing having, remember, right now dividends have their own special lower tax rate versus interest that gets taxed at your ordinary income rate. So if you're at a 39.6 tax bracket today, you get interest from a CD or a bond in an after-tax account, it gets taxed at that very high rate. Dividends, on the other hand, qualify for special tax treatment of, for most folks, 15%. So it's tax advantageous to get dividends. From what the Ryan plan wants to do is use the same rates they're proposing of for ordinary income, 12, 25, and 33, but give you a 50% deduction on capital gains and dividends and interest income. So that you take the brackets, the 12, and you cut that number in half. So that becomes 6 now. The 25 becomes 12 and a half. The 33 becomes 16 and a half for dividends and interest income. So that's a big change too. It lowers the rate you pay on your bond interest. It lowers the rate for most people what you pay on stock dividends. So what would that do to the stock market? Well, you named it. The value of equity would go higher because now you get to keep more of what companies pay out. So this is, and again, this goes back to why has there been a quote Trump trade? Well, a big part of it is that it's not just all the economically stimulative potential policies, it's tax reform. And you lower taxes, you lower capital gains, it automatically, the next day, the stock market has a greater value because you get to keep more. You get to keep more of your dividends. You get to keep more of your interest. So it helps even the value of bonds. Now, remember, part of the run-up is that, hey, well, this is potentially going to happen by the rumor, meaning that the market anticipates this and values itself correctly before it even happens. And that's what we'll be watching over the next several weeks. So you've got all these different parts of potential tax reform that impact all of us in a slightly different way. Some people are more interested in the individual tax rates. Corporations are interested in their corporate tax rate, if you're C-Corp. And then individuals that are business owners that operate as an S-Corp or an LLC that's passed through, that's a whole other category that could get changed and potentially lowered. So this is something that is greater financial implication than anything we've talked about in a very long time. So it's a big deal, and we're going to stay right on top of this. Question is, does it get passed? And we're going to go through some of the reasons why I think some sort of major tax reform will get passed. Now, the question that comes back to, what does this mean for you and the family? And we're here to answer those questions for you. So if you're an income investor and you have questions about the six categories, bonds, closed-end funds, REITs, income commodities, dividend-paying stocks, and preferreds, those six areas, what does your portfolio look like relative to that if you're trying to generate steady income for retirement? Are you in the position to retire sooner than you might think? Happens to be the title of my book, but it's a very big part of what we're here on Money Matters to help you with. When does it make sense to be able to stop working? And then what are the assets that you have today? What do they really mean in income for the rest of your life? Plus Social Security, plus a potential pension, plus do you take that lump sum offer that your company has been talking to you about, or do you take the monthly amount? And what are all the variables that impact that decision? The company's solvency, your tolerance for risk, your age, your goals, your overall tax rate, all of these areas. What is the survivor benefit of the pension? These are all things that we're happy to talk through with you here on a Sunday morning. It's a fun part of Money Matters. What about real estate? How does that impact it by all this? What about your asset allocation or inside your regular account, a brokerage account versus a retirement account or a 401k or an IRA or a Roth account? Maybe it's an educational funding question. Maybe it just goes back to the vehicles that you're using. Is it a Vanguard fund or is it some sort of annuity you're thinking about using or buying? You're at a fork in the road. And you and your spouse are trying to figure it out. We're here to potentially be a tiebreaker for you and help you make an informed decision. And that's the fun part about what we do. We love it here. We truly believe this is one of the last frontier for financial shows that is truly objective on how we're trying to help on a Sunday morning. And we will give you our objective as humanly possible opinion here. So give us a call in the studio. Phone lines now open again. 404-872-0750. That's our number here in the studio. Ryan Ely will take your call, patch it through, and I'll try to help as much as I possibly can. Again, give us a call here in the studio. Phone lines open. 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. To give us a call here today. We'll go to the phones in just a second here. As we talk, though, about taxes. So number one, I've told you I believe this tax reform has a very high potential of not ending up on the cutting room floor like healthcare did. And markets sold off last week because it said, hey, wait a minute. If healthcare can't pass, the Republican GOP can't agree together on something that they all want ultimately to happen, then Trump's never going to get anything through. And I don't think that's the case, because quickly, as soon as this didn't work, Trump's automatically pivoting towards saying, okay, we're talking about taxes next. And we're talking about it starting Monday. Healthcare didn't work for now. We'll revisit it. But now we're talking about tax reform. Will it pass or not? Well, one, tax reform is way less personal than healthcare. It's one of the reasons. Two, there's a template already. I'm already talking about these numbers with you in the 9 o'clock hour because the template exists. You can go to abetterway.speaker.gov. It's been on there. It's been around for a long time. So it's not like we're just putting this thing together. The Republicans are just putting it together and now we're going to circulate it. It's been around. And then tax reform number three is something that I think even some of these Democrats are going to actually back. So let's talk about why it's less personal. Number one, hey, do you want, so taxes again, let's say relative to what happened with healthcare. Number one, taxes are way less personal than healthcare. Hey, do you want lower taxes? 9 out of 10 people are going to say, yeah, I do. Do you want universal healthcare? Ask 10 people that question. You're going to get 10 different answers from 10 different people because it's much more personal, much more individualized. Your health is a variable. Your family's health, your kids' health, your experience with healthcare and doctors. Some's good, some's bad. So it creates these endless possibilities about what we should do as a country when it comes to hospitals and doctors and medicines and prescriptions. Taxes, it's a lot less personal. People don't like paying taxes, period. Some people love doctors, some people don't. Some folks are scared to talk to the doctors, some people love to talk to the doctors. Nobody likes talking to the IRS. Almost anyone you talk to would love to see taxes at least simplified. Not everybody minds paying taxes. Some people have a disdain, more of a disdain than others, but there'd be a debate over who gets cuts and how much each group gets? Yes, there will. But tax reform and the outcome of tax reform and the conversation is going to be less complicated than healthcare. I know that, by the way, that sounds hard to imagine when you talk about the tax code because there's 70,000 pages to it. Part of this plan that the GOP wants to do, they want to make it simpler. So they want to take all these infinite possibilities that you see in healthcare and you see in taxes and just simplify the conversation. And yes, number two, the blueprint exists explicitly. We're going to talk about that in just a second, and we'll go to the phones here. You're listening to Money Matters. Find me and the Money Matters team at WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com, upper right-hand corner, contact button. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. More Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 straight ahead.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
We are back. It's Money Matters. We're going to the phones. Mark joins us on the line. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Hello. I'm a little concerned about the new tax levels because the regular tax levels, I think, start at 10, and the new tax levels start at 12. Mm. So people on the lower end of the economics line will be paying extra. At least so that's what it looks like for me.
It does look like that. If you think about that low rate getting bumped up, you would mathematically it makes sense that you would pay more. However, remember that a giant part of the new proposal will be a much larger standard deduction. And that, from what I can tell, and I've written about this and gone through several calculators that are taking into account the new brackets, that if you do account for that larger standard deduction, whether you're single or for married filers, then it still looks like the rate even for that group could potentially drop, Mark. So I look, and now here's another study from the Tax Policy Center that went through and did different categories from different income levels. And again, for the most part, people get tax cuts. From what I can see, so middle income earners will get about a 1.7% tax cut from about an average rate of about 19.2% down to 17.5%. The lowest income group would see a reduction of about a little more than a half of a percent from what I, again, from Mark, what Tax Policy Center is saying. So right now, that lowest tax bracket, folks that are paying taxes right now, would go from, it's a very low number already, it's about 2.3%, and that number would go down, Mark, to 1.7%. So, and again, part of that has to do with, or a big part of that, Mark, has to do with the standard amount, the amount that you can just automatically deduct before you start being subject to those tax rates. So go to, and I've written about this, go to WesMoss.com in the search tab, just type in taxes or Trump taxes, and you'll see an article where I've written pretty extensively about this. And this was back a couple of months ago. I still think a lot of this stands because, again, the Trump and the Ryan plan both look pretty darn similar, particularly with those tax brackets. So stay tuned. More about taxes. Will this new conversation, have a better chance than healthcare. We're discussing it and your calls and questions right here. Money Matters, News 95.5 AM 750 with me, Wes Moss, WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. 9 to 11, calls, questions, tax reform, markets, you name it, we're covering it. And weather, even. A mix of sun, clouds this morning, followed by mostly cloudy skies. A few showers this afternoon. High 76. Partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain tonight. Low around 60. Monday, scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day. High 77, low around 60. Weather brought to you by Shoemate. We're talking tax reform. We're going to go to the phones in just a second here. But again, we're talking about why this has a much better chance of getting through than healthcare did. And the reason, number one, we talked about taxes are way less personal than healthcare. Two, the blueprint exists. So the blueprint is very well laid out, very well organized, very well publicized, which was the opposite of what the GOP did with the new healthcare plan. Way back last June, 2016, Kevin Brady, congressman from Texas, the 8th District, who, by the way, leads the Ways and Means Committee, he published, led an effort to publish what's called a better way for tax reform. The tax code, 70,000 pages. They want to simplify your taxes down to one sheet of paper. Now, the code won't be one sheet, but your tax form could literally, for most people, fit on a postcard. And it's well laid out. They have 47 changes. The number one goal is simplification, along with growth through the economy and IRS reform. Again, take seven brackets down to three, top rate 33 versus today's 39.6. Trump and the GOP, those two plans, they agree on a lot of items. Very similar on small business tax reform that we talked about, similar, not exact. Lower rates in general, repatriation of overseas corporate cash. So these are the details and the nuances. Some of them are a little bit different. You know, one eliminate mortgage interest deduction, one just caps deductions at a certain level. But as a whole, I mean, these are in the same direction, same ballpark. Again, night and day for what happened with healthcare. We didn't see a plan until very recently. And just within the GOP, there were these extraordinary divergences. And they were arguing just last week about pre-existing conditions versus non-pre-existing conditions. That's a giant difference in direction and opinion. The blueprint for taxes is here. It's been here for almost a year. And the GOP, well, since last summer. And the GOP, for the most part, they're playing in the same sandbox. And that's why this has a much better chance of going through. Number three, I think you're going to see broader support. And again, it's hard to forecast politicians. It's impossible. But even some Democrats may actually vote for tax reform. Remember Tim Cook? He's the CEO of Apple. He's given big Democrat for the most part. He's given to both sides of the equation. He's given to Republicans. He's given to Democrats, but he's given heavily to Democrats. He even had a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Ironically, he's given some Republicans. He's given a little bit to Paul Ryan as well. But Apple, think about Apple and think about all these large tech companies in a very Democratic California. Well, they want tax reform too. Remember, these are the tech companies are the companies that have hundreds of billions of dollars overseas. And they've been advocating to be able to repatriate that money and have a tax holiday to get some of that money back in America. That's something that both Republicans and Democrats, I think they can agree on a big part of that. So there's going to be pressure on Democrats even to do tax reform as well. Now, the last part, so you've got these three areas that make tax reform a much more likely proposition and much more likely to get done. And I'm a big believer that over the next several weeks and months, you're going to see a big battle about the details of the tax reform, but there's a much better appetite in Washington to get something done when you're versus what happened with healthcare. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to go to Greg, who joins us in the great city of Johns Creek. What's going on, Greg? How can I help? Greg, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on? How can I help, man?
I recently got caught up in some corporate downsizing and hadn't been able to get back to work full time, but I have an option of taking a early pension later this year or get an increased amount when I'm 65.
Pension later. So pension later this year. How old are you right now, Greg?
58
versus you said that you could also start the pension at 60?
65.
Oh, 65. Okay. But if you take it now, can you? So tell me what the numbers look like and kind of the big picture here.
It's basically about $1,000 a month now, or $1,600 a month when I'm 65.
Wow, at 65, okay. And then what about now? They're also offering you a lump sum in.
Yes.
Is the question of do you take it today versus 65, or is the question do you maybe take the lump sum?
I really was thinking more about either now or 65, although I really don't. I've got a 401k and some money in regular savings and stuff like that, so I really don't need a large lump sum of money unless at the moment.
What is the lump sum approximately?
I'm gonna say like $250,000.
Yeah. And okay, so $12,000, and that's today though, right? So today's number you would be at $250,000, or $1,000 a month.
Yes.
Got it. And does this $1,000, by the way, Greg, does that cover just your life or you and your spouse?
That's got a 50% spouse survival.
50%. So she, if something happens to you, she would then continue to get $500 a month.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And there's probably an option where it stays at 100%.
No, there isn't.
Oh, there's not even that option. That's interesting.
No.
Okay. Well, that's a big consideration. How old is your wife?
59.
She's basically around the same age. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big consideration. But if you're looking at $12,000 a year divided by $250,000, which is the lump sum, the math on that, Greg, is only about it's less than 5%. So they're only giving you a 4.8% rate of return on your own money. Now, again, I don't know if you're sure about that pension number, but those numbers sound a little, they from what I look at a 6% test, meaning that I want to take my pension number per month, multiply it by 12, and then divide that by what I otherwise could get in a lump sum. Because remember, if you do a lump sum, it goes into an IRA, you don't pay any taxes on it, and then you create your own pension. When they're only guaranteeing you 4.8% a year, you could basically take your own money out, Greg, at 5% a year with zero interest, and it lasts for 20 years. So it's not a very good deal for you in this particular, from the numbers you're telling me, it's not a very good deal to take the monthly amount. You're better off taking the $250,000, and not to mention, if you're not going to retire for a little while, let that grow, and then you turn it on. I to some extent, I know you have to go back and check these numbers. I bet you it's not a full $250,000, because that seems like a really high number relative to what they're doing on the monthly amount. But that's something you obviously have to check on. But if it were me and I could get a grand a month or get $250,000, I'd take the $250,000 all day long.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, let's say $250,000, I look at the 6% test on that. I want to see at least $15,000 a year from your pension, and you're not getting that. Plus, you have an amount, God forbid something happens to you, Greg, it goes down by 50% for your spouse, for your wife. So with the 250, nothing happens to the 250. The whole thing is yours. You've got it forever. Something happens to you next year or in 10 years, the asset is still there, able to generate income for your wife. So I would really take a hard look at those numbers again. And if this is truly the case, that the number, the lump sum number really is 250, then that's the direction at least I would go. If it's 150, different story. If it's 150, I'd say, you know, you are probably better off taking the monthly amount. That $12,000 a year divided by 150, that's an 8% pension amount, which would be a great deal for you on the monthly side versus mm-hmm. the lump sum side. So the number will be somewhere between 150 and 250. The closer it is to 250, the more likely you should take the lump sum instead. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
All right, Greg. Well, I wish you the very best, my friend. Thanks for listening to Money Matters, and thanks for calling into the show.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. The number here in the studio, 404, well, actually, it's trivia prize time. So I'm going to give you the prize line. Ryan Ely, WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. Are we ready for that? I know you're on the phone there. Ryan's always on the phone talking to somebody, ready to patch it through. But I'm going to give him a second to pull up the Weekend Prize Pack. The number in the studio for the prize line is 404-741-0750. Again, 404-741-0750. Ryan, let's just do the third caller for the prize line.
We'll do caller number three. You get the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack, which is a $100 gift card to Fogo de Chao, Brazilian Steakhouse, and a family four-pack of tickets to the Atlanta Gladiators' last home game on April 8th at the Infinite Energy Arena.
I like it. 404-741-0750. Listen, we're talking a lot about politics. Healthcare ran the day last week in the market. And as soon as the market got a whiff that healthcare wasn't going to pass, and really it was earlier in the week that this happened, the market action was really Tuesday when the market said, you know what, it doesn't look like this thing might not pass, which ultimately did come to fruition. So the market was right. Boom, down over 200 points. And a lot of that isn't just because the repeal and replacement of Obamacare didn't happen. It was that the worry is, hey, I don't know if the Trump agenda has the same legs it had before. If they can't get healthcare through, how are they going to get tax reform through? What we've been talking about today, it's a very different story, and it has a much better chance. There's much better chance of tax reform happening than what we saw with healthcare. Speaking of politics, again, the biggest special election in several decades, Georgia's 6th district. There's 18 candidates running. That's the district that's East Cobb and kind of North Brookhaven and North in Atlanta, North Atlanta, let's say. And that was Tom Price's seat. He's Health Human Services now. Now we need to fill that seat. So there's 18 candidates, 18 folks running for the Tom Price seat. I'm hosting a debate, a candidate forum and debate this Wednesday at noon. It's at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. It's sold out, but we're going to broadcast it Facebook Live. So go to Wes Moss Money Matters. If you're on Facebook, go to Wes Moss Money Matters, like the page. You can just kind of stay tuned at noon on Wednesday, or you should get an alert that says, hey, we're about to go live. And it's going to be a fascinating discussion about healthcare. We're going to be talking about taxes. So if the candidates are listening, read up on the potential plan at A Better Way, which if I look at the website, it's abetterway.speaker.gov. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is News 95.
News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. So today bottom line, Washington is in the driver's seat for markets, at least when it comes to how and why and where the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 end up at the end of next week and probably the next. So right now, Washington is in the driver's seat, and the conversation is shifting very abruptly and quickly from healthcare to tax reform. We covered today what the Ryan plan looks like. We covered today what the Trump plan looks like. They're very similar. You can find this at abetterway.gov. This is a well-documented plan that's been out there since last June, since June of 2016. So it's abetterway.speaker.gov. And there's a lot to this. And I'm not pretending that this is going to be easy for tax reform. It's not going to just sail right through. There's a reason we haven't done tax reform for many, many decades. But it has a better chance, certainly, than healthcare. And I think you even get some, support. You get support from both aisles, potentially. And it's a slightly less complicated conversation. It's not easy, again, easy by no stretch of the imagination. But we will continue to stay on top of this. It's a big part of what drives markets, the economy, your retirement dollars. To find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. WesMoss.com, WESMOSS. Contact button in the upper right-hand corner. There's also, of course, an awful lot of content under Money, the Money tab, and under the News tab, which I encourage you to take a look at, with topics that get published in articles every day. So with that, enjoy the rest of this Sunday. You've been tuned into Money Matters. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock next Sunday morning. God bless the rest of your Sunday. Stay tuned right here for more of the best programming on the planet. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.